bounce. This is Jonathan Sinclair holding the fort for Kelnick on cliffcentral.com.
Bring it on.
Don't touch me on my studio, don't touch me, don't touch me, don't touch me on my studio, don't touch me, don't touch me. I got you on your studio, I got you, I got you, I got you on your studio, I got you, I got you. Don't touch me on my studio, don't touch me, don't touch me, don't touch me on my studio, don't touch me, don't touch me. I got you on your studio, I got you, I got you, I got you on your studio, I got you, I got you.
This is Relax.
Relax, it's Flax.
I can't do it like that.
Favorite time of the week, hey, Jono?
Yeah, man. And today we are adding an extra half an hour onto it.
That's how much you love it.
So, yeah, guys, you have a whole hour of Relax, it's Flax. Hopefully it's going to be a good thing. I'm still not sure. Flax, how are you doing, though?
I'm good, and you?
I'm really good,
How's
man.
How's your time being that... Aria's away and you've basically taken over his show. It's like that takeover. Remember Justin Bieber took over that like entire show?
Justin Bieber took over a show?
Yeah. Funny or Die.
Oh, okay.
Yes, remember Funny or Die? Justin Bieber, everything Bieber or it doesn't exist. Do you remember that?
I remember the show Funny or Die.
But... John, I'm giving you homework tonight. You're watching it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll see if I have time.
So you're coping?
No,
anxiety levels?
You know, the anxiety levels are worse before the show. Once you're in it, and it goes really quick. Honestly.
I mean, you're already a week and 2 days in?
This is the 7th show I've done, standing in for Ari.
That is 7th. That's 21 hours.
Oh, it's hectic. Hectic. But you know what? This show is more about the contributors than it is about the host. You know what I'm saying? They're the ones who drive the show. They're the ones who bring in the content. So, you know, I can't complain. And you producer Kat's on point. Hey, this chick. Yo.
Have you guys had a fight yet?
No.
Are you guys nearing a fight? Because I want to be there. I want to get the popcorn ready.
You know, we've actually been getting on quite well. I let her send me the content late. Because, you know, Ari is very strict. With Kat, the content has to be in by 12 o'clock. This has to be in by this time. With me, I'm like, Kat, you know, send it when you got it. It's okay.
Kat looks very relaxed, eh?
She does, eh? And I see, you know, Ari has...
too relaxed.
Ari will be like, no, a guest is only a guest if they have a certain amount of followers, you know? But with me, I'm like, send me people with 1,000 followers. It's fine. I suppose that's not a good thing. All right, Flex, how are you though? How's things on the Gareth Cliff Show in the mornings?
Oh, fantastic, with a hashtag in front of that. That means it's fantastic. Like when you square root something, it's that big.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I was listening to you guys this morning trying to get some long division done.
Yeah. I still can't do that. But since we were doing that as a kid, I decided to go research like the top 10 things that we used to do as a kid and hate. Mm-hmm. But my God, we would love to do right now.
Okay, so what kinds of things are these?
Okay, name a couple things you used to hate doing as a kid.
I used to hate bathing.
Sis, did you not bath as a kid?
No, I mean, I was forced to, but it doesn't mean I enjoyed it. I used to hate going to bed at a certain time. Mm-hmm. Is this the kind of thing we're talking about?
Yeah, along this line.
I used to hate sports. Any time I had to participate in a team sport.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's just cut to the list because I got a feeling you're going to go on
give some
just
of the
listing
list?
For days. And some of them are going to fall in line with what I have here.
All right, so let's start from the bottom of this list. Number 10.
Okay, and it's actually going to hurt you inside to say that nap time.
I know. Like,
my
used to
good
have
Lord,
to do, it
do and... I love naps. I hardly get to have them, but when I get them.
But when you were a kid, you hated it.
I honestly hated it. I would cry. I'd throw tantrums. Like, even when I see, like, my baby cousin and stuff, when my auntie says, it's nap time, you got to go have a sleep, otherwise you're cranky later, and he starts crying. I'm like, oh, my good Lord, I wish someone forced me to have a nap.
I remember in my nursery school, we used to have nap time, and we would all fake it. We would all just lie there in our blankets, because you'd only get a sweet if you napped, and then they used to watch you, and if you didn't nap, you didn't
but
get a
somehow
sweet.
You'd still fall asleep. Like, doing nothing just makes you fall asleep.
Yeah, those were the days, hey?
Do you get naps? I mean, your show now is at 3 to 6.
No. You know what? If I have a day off, every now, every
but
couple of weeks.
But you wake up late. You don't need a nap.
Everyone thinks I wake up late. What
time
do
you wake up?
Okay. Like, this morning, I woke up at, like, 8. That's not bad. Come on.
That's what time I get to wake up on the weekends.
No, but come on. But let's talk about what time you leave here, Flax.
Yeah, but I still go work at home.
And you don't think the rest of us are working at home?
Ah, Jonathan, you house sitting, throwing house parties with your friends.
Exactly. You know,
yeah,
house sitting is actually a lot of work.
Why? What you have to do when you house sit? All you do is you go home to a different house.
No, man. You have to make sure the dog's okay. You have to pick up the dog poo. You have to feed the cat. You have to make sure the milk is, take out their dustbin, take out their trash, keep the place clean.
Yeah,
it's a lot of work.
You have to take out their trash because you are the one making the mess.
No,
at your own house.
No, at my own house, it's much easier. House sitting, you have to cook for yourself, clean for yourself. No.
Jono, you eat takeaways like 5 times
a
day.
That's why, because I can't be bothered to cook for myself.
Let me guess, you're ordering pizza left, right, and center.
No, actually, I've been ordering, let's give him some advertising. I've been ordering Wimpy a lot lately. I won't lie.
Your standardized 2 burgers, 1 chips.
Yeah, basically.
Don't blush,
Jono. 2 Wimpy burgers, 1 chips. Otherwise, what I'll do is I'll order a double cheeseburger with 1 chips, and that tends to fill me up. But a pizza I've been good with lately. Everyone thinks I'm addicted to pizza.
Jono, you order a pizza a day at Cliff Central.
Producer Cat, can you verify this? She says no.
No, and Producer Cat said yes.
All right, so what's that number 9 of the things we miss now?
I don't know if you ever got, but spanking?
God, I used to get beat.
You can't say that.
I did.
No ways.
I promise
you. I used to get spanked, but okay, you tell me how you got spanked, and I'll tell you how I got spanked.
I never got spanked with a hand. I got spanked with a belt. I also got a wooden spoon. My mom, when she couldn't find anything, would grab a hanger. Mm. Yeah. What else? Oh, the brush, the back of the brush.
Ooh.
Was a good favorite of my mom's. Yeah. You know, no, man, I've been there. Hey, I've been there.
My mom used to use a wooden spoon, and that was sore.
Has your mom ever broken the wooden spoon?
No.
Well, then don't talk.
I was a chubby kid. Anything so that hit me would have like ripple effects.
Okay.
But my dad used to have his like own little mechanism, and it was called a shambok. And it was this yellow like long stick, and you'd try get it like near the hand end, because if you got the tip of that, you'd hit the roof.
Do you know what was worse about the spankings? Wasn't the actual spanking, it was the waiting.
The anticipation.
They would be like, go to your room, wait there, and I'm coming now.
Then, our parents sound so mean, but back in that day, it wasn't so bad.
I know, now our kids have rights and all this rubbish.
Did your parents used to do anything when you would talk like badly or swear words and stuff?
My mom used to have the whole soap thing.
Yeah, mine too. She'd take me to the bathroom, shove a bar of soap in my mouth. Producer Cat just came in the room. Do you have anything like that your parents used to do?
Yes. I'd just like to state that in a black household, if you got into trouble, they would go make you choose the belt.
Oh, yes.
And then, and then you think if you choose the smaller one, it's less painful. But the smaller one is the one that's more painful than the thick one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So what else make you do they choose do? Your poison.
And then they make you lie on the floor. You take your pants on and they whip you.
How many?
And then another thing they would whip us with is like they'd tell you to go outside and pick a branch off the tree.
Oh, this is cruel.
Because that is painful. And then they whip you with the branch from the tree. And then you go
I
to
think
bed.
I
with,
got it the worst, guys.
You
a
go to
shambok.
Bed with no supper. Yeah, it's called a shambok.
Guys, do you know what's worse than being spanked? Is being slapped by your mom.
No.
My you mom never ever slapped me before.
You know you've messed up bad when your mom slaps you.
My mom's never slapped me either.
My mom's never slapped me. You need to call the police.
No, I was drunk.
But
shit
I've had the cayenne pepper in the mouth when I swore as a kid.
Okay.
And the bars of soap in my mouth. That used to, I could not understand. It's a figure of speech. You don't literally wash somebody's mouth out with soap.
My mom would feel bad, so she would always do that, but then she would have like the Oros ready for us to gulp
down.
It's
just to teach you a lesson.
That's hectic. I always used to think I was going to burp bubbles.
Now kids these days just get grounded.
Sit in a corner.
Such thing.
A lot of kids will say that they actually prefer just getting the spanking over and done with and not having to be grounded for a week or two.
I used to get one hit and that was it.
You know, I was such a good child.
No,
that
I was bad.
When I was grounded and we weren't allowed to watch TV, and then I was home alone in the afternoons, and no one would have known if I watched TV, but I wouldn't do it.
Yeah,
I was
that's
like,
true.
I was like, no, I'm grounded. I'm not allowed. And now I look back and I'm like, what the What's wrong with me?
Do you know what's worse than a spanking, though? Is your mom not giving you a spanking and she's saying, I'm disappointed in you.
Yo. Rather come with
I cannot deal with the disappointment.
Do you know who plays that card a lot? Is Ari Kelman.
Yes, I was just about to say.
She's like, I'm not angry.
I'm disappointed. I'm just disappointed. And I'm like, Ari, I cannot deal with disappointment. Please be something else towards me except disappointed.
Just shout at me or something.
You like take the belt and you, please, excuse, please. Just
whip me.
I don't know, though. If I were to ever have a kid, I don't think I'd ever opt for a belt.
You're not allowed to.
You can't. They call Childline these days. They teach them the number at school with a little song.
Melissa says, if
what's the song? Tell us the song.
I forgot it.
No, you know the song.
What's the number? 0800-55. What's the Childline number? Yeah, they taught it to us in primary school.
Yeah, there's that weird kid sitting, and then the five rings of change come, and then the feathers of hope come. And
yes!
No, what a lot of rubbish. I never got that once, that song.
Okay, Melissa says, if your parents are listening now, they're going to kill you all. Lol, now kids go into a timeout. Oh, that's true.
Yeah, my parents
are going to
kill
me. You have to be scared of your parents.
Do you know who started this whole timeout thing? Is that super nanny? Is her name Jo?
Yeah. From that show? I used to love that show.
She's honestly good. Yeah. I used to watch that show.
I'd call her for my kids.
Yo. But I'd love to see 2 weeks after she's left the house what it's really like.
Like the whole, like, ignore your kids when they're trying to get your attention. Or just say nothing. Keep taking them to the timeout area. Mm. Eventually they'll learn.
Mm. My little brother, he's now, 3 years old. He's big into tantrums. And what they said to us is, when he's throwing that tantrum, don't try and then smack him and go crazy at him. Let him have his tantrum and then deal with him afterwards. So
let them calm down.
Yeah, because spanking them in the tantrum is not going to accomplish anything. It's more you just being angry. And I think that's important for parents to remember. Why are you smacking your kid? Is it because you're angry, or is it because you want to discipline them? Mm. I think there's a fine line there.
My aunt has a taser.
What? You should not have said that. What is that Childline song?
What kind of people are in your family, Kat? Gosh.
Well, she has 6 kids who don't listen, and they backchat her and stuff. So she's like, she decided to go to taser.
What's it like? Excuse me, what you say?
Does she just? I knew someone who used a taser just to scare their dogs, just to get them to listen, but never actually.
I don't know if she's
them.
Ever used it on the kids, but the one time I saw her chasing the oldest one, I think she's 20 now. She's chasing the oldest one with the taser.
I am not coming over for dinner at Kat's house.
It's too funny.
I remember my gran used to give me and my older brother, we used to give her hell. She used to look after us in the afternoons. And after she had a back operation, we had a plan that if ever she was going to spank us, we would just lie flat on the ground because she wasn't allowed to bend down. So we were just lying on the
ground.
That's
so mean.
And she could do nothing.
All right, I'm out.
Okay, cheers, Kat. All right, what is at number 8 of the things we miss now as adults but hated when we were children? Flex?
We got bath time. Oh, my God. Gosh. No jokes. I had a bath last night, and you know it's like freezing cold outside.
Yeah, you don't want to get out.
Oh, the best thing ever.
When I was young, I used to lie in the bath and I would just procrastinate washing myself. And the next thing you know, you're pruny and you've been lying there for 45 minutes and then you have to, start washing.
What?
I'm saying like...
No, this is how I do baths. Because I think baths disgusting how you lie in your own dirt and blah-de-blah. Blah. Mm. So I have a bath and then I drain the water and then I have a shower.
Okay, that is a waste of water
but baths are so dirty. I just use the bath to like let the hot water seep into my muscles.
No, I don't know. I've always preferred bathing to showering, and a lot of people have told me it's gross, but I don't care. I just...
I remember you told us you don't shower.
The reason being is like the place where I stay now, I only have a bath in my room, but if I were to go inside the main house, then I would have a shower. And that's kind of like a mission. So you have to take your clothes and your toiletries with you. No, I couldn't be bothered.
What about going to your room? I spend half my time in my room.
Yeah, it's funny. Hey, when you're little, your parents kind of send you there. But now when you're teenagers and whatever, like they can't get you out of there. So
Here's one where I love. That one that I love.
This is one where Flex loves.
Being in bed before 10. I am always in bed before 10.
Yeah. No, the worst thing about it was I wouldn't have minded going to bed early as a kid, but when the rest of the family is staying up and you can hear them laughing and watching TV.
I think it was the fact that we got told to go to bed that we hated. Mm. What about sitting next to a member of the opposite sex? I used to hate it. I was scared I'd get cooties. Now, I don't even know what cooties is.
Yeah.
But it was something you could catch from a girl, and that I'd have like 6 girls chasing me at break and I'd just bolt because I didn't want to catch cooties.
one time when I was like really small, my stepdad told me that if I didn't eat all my food, my penis would shrivel up and go away. And I was, for like yo, the next 2 weeks, I kept checking that I still had a penis because I was so afraid that because I didn't eat my dinner that night. So I thought I was going to lose my penis.
Really?
No, honestly, it was like psychological warfare.
My domestic, who was like my second mother, used to tell me if I play with it, it's going to fall off.
I had a friend whose dad told him if he plays with it, it'll grow. So
really?
You see, they send us mixed messages, these parents. I don't know. Okay, Flex, what are we on now? Number five, number six?
I don't even know what we're on, but we'll just go down this list. People thinking you're younger than you actually are. People think I am legit younger than 18. I get carded wherever I go. Honestly, I was sitting at a restaurant the other day. All my friends ordered wine and I got a glass of wine. The waiter sent the manager to the table to ask me for ID. Mm. Everyone else got off. It's ridiculous. I think it's because I have dimples.
But also, now I think when you shave, you look a lot younger. I think maybe if you
I've stopped shaving clean. I now do stubble.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but I mean, it's kind of a compliment.
But then again, I only started shaving in like after matric.
Oh, for real? No, man, but there's nothing greater. Like,
are you
no
joking?
Greater satisfaction than like when someone denies you entry or denies you a drink and then you whip out your ID and
no,
you're like,
I hate
bam!
That. Because I like to go to places that are older than my age. Because, I mean, the women are older
as
well.
How old are you now, Flex?
I'm 22.
Oh, so there's certain places that
are
only 23.
Places my friends just walk in and I walk up there and this massive bouncer's like, hey, you're not getting in. We 25 here.
I'm pretty sure Movida is only up to 23 years of age, eh? For guys.
I can't get into Movida.
I know, and we're going to have our one-year party there. Kat, how are we going to get Flex in there? We'll be like, do you know this girl?
Guys, you're going to have to hustle me in there, eh?
Producer Kat says you can go in her bag. Okay.
Thanks, Kat. Your the day finishing at 3:30. Remember, school used to finish around about 3:30.
No, mine used to finish at like 2. Hey,
justice.
Yeah, 10 past 2.
And then you'd take off those smelly shoes, and your feet would feel fresh air. And then you'd realize
I never
that
did this.
Half the day you spend playing soccer.
Were you one of the kids who got picked up straight after school?
No, you're joking. Sometimes my mom would forget I was even at school.
I always had
some
to
days
wait
I'd
for my
walk
mom's
home.
Oh, okay. I wish I could have done that.
Because I lived like
far.
A K and a half from school.
Yeah, my parents would have made me walk every day. They never would have picked me up. Yes, yeah. No, I had to wait for my mom till like 5 o'clock, like rain, snow, whatever. You sit there and you wait on the bench.
There were days when like my mom would be late to fetch me from school.
Yes, I hate that.
And it would be raining outside. I would stand in that rain just so when she fetched me,
bad.
She'd see me drenched and she'd feel so bad.
Oh, no.
So true.
Yeah, moms are easy to send on a guilt trip, hey? So easy. All right, what else have we got on this list?
Okay, this is the last one. How do you feel about alcohol?
I don't understand the context of the question. How do I feel about it?
Yeah. So as a kid, you always wanted alcohol, right?
Yeah.
And now?
I always want alcohol.
But you want it as bad. Because now it's like a given to us.
Yeah.
Like we can get alcohol. Like always at parties, like we'd see our parents drinking and we'd always want a sip.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. About a month ago, I realized one day that I had had a drink sort of every day for about 2 weeks. Like,
oh my God,
no, honestly, like you go out for dinner with this one, you have a drink, you go, you meet this friend at this house, you have a drink. And then I realized, hang on, I've had a drink like every day for the last 2 weeks. And then that was like, where I was like, hey, I think I'm an adult. I think I've grown up now, you know?
Mm.
Yeah. And also, when I was younger, drinking was to get drunk. Now it's...
Yeah, drinking's just to like relax and...
Yeah. I don't even know what it's for.
Even like when I used to go clubbing when I was younger, at like 18, I'd go clubbing, I'd get hammered, I wouldn't remember nothing, I'd be sloppy and that. Now when I go clubbing, it's like get a table, chill with friends, have some shots with like people to make friends, dance. Mm. End of the night, I get home and I'm like, perfect, you know, I haven't thrown up, I'm still standing straight. Mm. I'm not sober, but I mean, I'm not paralytic. Like I'm happy.
Okay. How do you deal with drunk friends, though? Are you that person who leaves them?
Yeah.
Or I'm that person that always has to freaking babysit?
No. My rule is if you get drunk, you're on your own.
For real? Even when they're a danger to themselves?
No. Then, I mean, I'd help them. But, I mean, if they're busy, like, trying to start fights and everything or busy falling on couches, it's not my problem. You decided to drink that much.
Mm.
I'm not going to walk with you to the bathroom so you can vomit. That's your choice.
All right. So, okay. I'll keep that in mind for the next staff.
No, party. No. I want people to look after me if I ever get drunk, though, because I'm a narcissist.
Yeah, you see, like, it is actually nice when you're drunk and you're around public that someone takes you and be's like, okay, just sit here, everything's okay. And, you know, you get people who get drunk and they get into that sort of depressive state and they're sad and they want to call their ex and they want to feel sorry for themselves, then, yeah.
Yo, leave a phone around me when I'm drunk. Yo, yo.
I must be honest, I'm really big into messages. Drunk, yeah, I'm into drunk texting. I love WhatsApping or whatevering, you know. People from our past.
Yeah, but then you lie, and that leads us to our next list, which is top 10 typical lies men tell women. What do you think the number one lie is that you tell women?
Okay, wait, give me, I think I've heard this one before. The number one lie you tell women, your ass isn't big. Your ass doesn't look big in that.
No, like something that you'd tell like a girlfriend or something.
I love you.
Like, I guess that is like a lie. But mine would be like, no, I'm perfectly all right with that.
Okay.
No, I want to do it as long as you want to do it. Ah. Do you want to know what comes in at number 10?
Okay.
I was staring at her shorts because I think you have the same ones.
Okay, I like that.
That's a good cover up.
Yeah. Right? If you get caught looking at another chick just saying, no, I was just comparing her. Like, you're so much better than her.
Coming in at number nine. It's my boss wanting me to work on the weekends and I will get late tonight. It won't last too long, I promise.
Is this for like when you have an
affair? That's like when you don't want to see her. Okay. You drop that lie.
Okay.
And coming in at number 8, I love visiting your family.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. No man loves visiting your family. We have to be on like our best behavior.
But even whether it's a relationship or not, even if you go to your friend's house and their family's there, you're like, ugh. We can't really talk about what we want to talk about, or
we don't talk like
you have to be polite.
We can't like hug and talk about like sexual innuendos and stuff like that. Like, so you can't joke and fool around and like flirt and stuff in front of your parents.
Okay, well, I don't really do that with my friends anyway. But
no, I mean, not friends. This is girls.
Okay. All right, I mixed up. Sorry. Carry on.
Coming in at number 7. I know it's late. We need not to do anything. Only want to lay down here with you.
Yeah, that is the biggest load of bullshit.
No man ever just wants to lie down and cuddle.
And men lie that they love foreplay. They hate it. They just want to get in there and get on with it.
No,
you like foreplay?
That's part of the whole experience, Jonah.
Okay, let's get this straight.
It's not like wham, bam,
thank you. Do you
like
foreplay being done on you, or do you like doing the foreplay? Because
both. You got to give it and take it.
Nah. I'd rather just get in there, get out.
You're
there.
One selfish bastard.
Been told that before. All right, what else?
Coming in at number 6, of course sex wasn't the only thing on my mind when I first met you. I'm not that shallow. Most of the time you're attracted to their looks and you're thinking about sex with them.
Yeah. Well, guys are visual, man. Like, they're going to be attracted to the visuals first. Before, they don't care what your personality is like. Yeah. If you're hot, they're going to go for you.
This is like bro code that we're just like unraveling here.
I was watching Guy Code last night. It's actually
I was also watching it.
Oh, awesome.
Wait, was it last night or the night before? What happened last night?
Last night was the guy who was taking all of his girlfriend's stuff. Like, she had hung like her dresses on his boxing bag and she had taken over his apartment. So what he did was he packed it all in a box and he was going to throw it away. But then at the end of the segment, he chickened out and he put it all back before she got home.
What about this one? And I am very guilty of using this one. When like I'm like not interested anymore, I say, you're too good for me.
Oh yeah. You deserve better.
I should have that on like every time I go on like auto predict. I should just say, you're too good for me. Can just press I and it sends that.
Yeah, no, but that is a great thing. Like, I'm not good for you. You know, you deserve so much better than me. Sort of making like you're doing them a favor. Mm. I get you. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's sort of like you can't be angry at me down the line if ever I get interested again.
I'm looking out for you.
Yeah, it's your best interest. I care so much about you that I don't want to do this to hurt you.
You deserve someone so much better than me.
Do not listen to that man if he says that to you. Or if he says, baby, I didn't text even once last Sunday because I was dealing with some stuff.
But he was online the whole time.
It makes her feel like you're getting all emotional and like lovey-dovey when in fact you're like lying to her face. What about, I'm leaving her for you. We'll marry soon. Ah, The fact that he's leaving a girl for you, what makes you think he's not going to find the next best thing and leave you for her?
Yeah, you get guys and girls whose relationships always seem to overlap. There's not like a relationship single, then relationship. It's sort of...
Yeah.
They merge into each other.
And as we head closer to number one, coming in at number two is, sure, I'll still respect you. I'm not done. Sure, I'll still respect you if we sleep together on the first date.
Okay. I was picturing it like in the context of sex. Like if, you know, sometimes chicks don't want to do everything and then like, no, even if we do that, I'll still respect you as a woman. That's bullshit. Because, you know, guys will often say there's stuff they'll do with chicks and there's stuff they won't do with the mother of their children. So, I don't know. It's a fine line. All right, Flex, what is the number one lie that men tell women?
Coming in at number one, babe, I don't even know this woman who keeps calling me on my cell phone. Lies, you have her number. You just deleted the name. You know that number.
Okay.
Did you like that?
No, I love that. A lot of those things are so true. I think we could go up to number 20 with those. Eh?
Yes, like, we could even come up with our own.
All right, Flex, this has been the first edition of Relax, It's Fine.
What do you mean first edition?
Well, this is like the first...
And it's Relax, It's Flex. Why'd you keep getting it wrong?
Kat, why do we keep calling it Relax, It's Fine? I don't know. It just has a bit of ring to it.
Jonah, you say Relax, It's Fine one more time, and I'm going to beat you up.
And you don't come here with that tendency. Don't come here with that white tendency. Not yet. You can do it somewhere else. Not yet. Bounce,
bounce, bounce. This is Jonathan Sinclair holding the fort for Counting on CliffCentral.com.
Bring it on.
Do you have the time to listen to...
Don't! Don't make me be that person! Don't! Please don't! I'm asking for something that's very simple for me! Back up! This is my bubble! Mine! Right here, right now! Please back up!
This is Sinclair, in for Kalman, on CliffCentral.com.
Flex, where did we get that clip of you from?
Funny, Jono.
All right, this is Relax, It's Flex. It's a 1 hour special today. We're into the second half. In the first half, we discussed lies men tell women and the top 10 things you miss as an adult but hated as a child.
Yes.
All right, Flex, just where can we go to from here?
I'm like pretty much falling in love with this hour, you know? Well, I think we could do it. Producer Kat.
Next thing Flex is going to ask for 3 hours.
Where's producer Kat?
She's sitting with...
Can we do this again next week? I don't know what she's saying. Can you?
I can't decipher her hand movements.
Oh. Jono, put on window mic.
Okay, just give me a sec. Let's go here.
Come on, Jonathan. Did you get it?
No, he doesn't know how to do it.
That's why you are on.
Okay. What must happen to El Braided?
Huh?
What must happen to Al when you're taking these segments?
Yeah, because Al Broided. The first
Al Broided. Who does
actually, okay, let's just get his name right. It's Al Brody. We call him Al Broided for some reason.
I'm sure we can make a plan. Johnny?
Maybe, Kat, what if we were to cancel the big interview, move Al to 4:30, and then give Flex the whole hour?
First of all, R.E.A. Kelman would like fly down.
No, it will be like a surprise. Look.
He's listening. He's watching. We might not know it, but he is.
He's like the Illuminati.
King
like
Kelman knows everything. Then he'll come here and he'll find out and he'll get really mad at me. And then I'll lose my job.
And me and Jonah will just deny that we did it. We'll just deny it.
We'll have a podcast.
I'll just blame Kat. I'll be like, she didn't want to book anything. Yeah, other choice.
Kat forced me. I had no other choice. Mm.
Guys, you know Ari don't like me. He's not going to believe me. Don't feed him lies about me.
All right. Let's get on with Relax, It's Fine. Relax.
If you call it that, you're Jono. You run for the hills, boy.
All right. What else are we going to talk about today, Flex?
Okay. Do you know about toast
and cheese? Yeah.
Is it toast on cheese or toast and cheese?
I call it toasted cheese.
But in America, they call it toast on a cheese on toast.
America's
so do you know
stupid.
It's cheese on toast day today?
Cheese on toast day.
Or like toasted cheese?
Uh-huh.
And here they're claiming that people that eat a lot of toast on cheese or cheese on toast or toasted cheese, They have more sex. They're not generally nicer people.
Oh, man, how do they come
than
up
those
with this?
Who don't. Basically, you take a whole, like, 4,600 people, what they did, and then they just asked them questions. And then they got, like, 32% of the cheese lovers had sex a minimum of 6 times a month, whereas only 27% of the cheese on toast haters got any.
I don't know. Maybe, but I mean, I wonder if they took into account certain people are married, others aren't. So maybe the married people, although they were eating a lot of cheese and toast, aren't getting as much.
Kat, can you order me like 6 toasts on cheeses, please? Just get on that phone. I need some.
I really don't see how toast and cheese relates to your sex life.
I don't know.
Like, it's maybe just coincidence.
Maybe,
like,
it's got to do with the preparation for the sandwich. There's so much preparation, and you have to get it perfect, and you're willing to put in the time.
To make a toasted cheese, there's no preparation.
Are you joking? Okay, describe how you make your toasted cheese.
Well, there's a few ways. You can use the snackwich maker, in which case you just put the butter on the outside of the bread. You literally put the cheese on the bread, and you put it in the snackwich maker.
You see, what I make is called toasted sex. So basically, 2 slices of bread. You put mayo on it. You put the Nando's garlic one. You know that purple one?
This is not
Nando's,
a toasted cheese.
Nando's, what's it?
Perinese.
Mild with garlic.
Okay.
Then you put cheese. Mm-hmm. You put tomato.
Again, this is not a toasted cheese.
And then you put it in the toasted cheese machine, but you put it in one of those packets. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Okay, that is a variety of ingredients on that sandwich, I think.
It's delicious.
None
you must
of them
try it at home.
Are cheese.
Are you joking?
Okay, so you really believe that it can help with my sex life? Because I'm in a dry patch, I'm not going to lie. So,
Jono, you're on Tinder like 24-7. There's no ways you're in a dry patch.
No, I've actually been really good. Like, last night was the first time I went on Tinder this whole week.
And?
There were some ugly people. I'm kidding. All right. Melissa says Flex needs 1 hour. Half an hour isn't enough time. So hopefully this can happen. You see, producer Kat.
That's why.
She's
that's
doing
cartwheels
in the room next door. She's not listening. I'm going to take a video for Ari. Because, you know, if Ari was here, she would not be doing cartwheels in the room next door.
Yeah, Kat, the phones are ringing. Kat, please go answer the phones.
Did you hear what Melissa said, Kat? Yeah. She says, Flex needs 1 hour. Half an hour is not enough time, so hopefully this can happen. She says no, Melissa. I'm sorry. She's so spiteful.
Jono, where can people contact us on?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. Let's get this housekeeping out the way. WeChat is the best way. That sends the message directly to us. So Cliff Central on WeChat. And then, of course, you can contact us on Facebook, Cliff Central, on Twitter. CliffCentral.com.
Twitter.
Whereas you can contact Flex on
082-584-9618. What number did you just read out?
Oh, is that not your number?
No.
Shit. I think it's your mom's.
Oh,
yo, I'm kidding.
Yes,
no, that was a random number. That was a random number. I'm sorry for the person who's going to get calls.
Can't believe you did that.
From all of Mike's fans.
But our studio number is 0861-555-189.
Thank you, Flex.
It's a pleasure, Jono, because you probably forgot it.
I'm not going to lie, I did. All right, Flex.
Have you ever been to Hooters, Jono?
Hey?
Hooters.
What about it?
Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
And?
It wasn't my scene for various reasons, which we won't get into. But yes, I have been there. It wasn't like the ones you see on TV, like those kind of bars. Like a lot of the girls who worked at Hooters kind of had small boobs.
Now, the reason I bring up Hooters is because in Las Vegas, they're building the world's biggest Hooters.
Mm.
It's going to be 3 stories, and it's going to be able to hold 500 people. There's going to be a pool. There's going to be a bar inside the pool. How amazing is that? In Las Vegas. It unfortunately won't be ready by the time Manny Pacquiao gets defeated by Floyd Mayweather.
Didn't they say they were going to do something, some tribute to him in some club? I think it was you who was telling that story.
Yeah, we'll get down to that a bit later. It's got to do with Jay-Z.
Okay.
But hold on your horses there.
Okay, I'm going to hold on my horses.
Where's your favorite like restaurant to eat at? And also, tell me what your favorite food is. Let's get to know each other.
Okay. Like I said earlier, I like wimpy.
All right, so moving on to the next story. I lost interest in you, Jono. Woman refuses to turn off husband's life support. Then he comes out of a coma.
Oh, well, she trusted her instincts, eh?
Yeah, doctor said, listen, there's no ways he's coming out. And she's like, I got this gut feeling and I just know it in my heart. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty special.
No, that is pretty special. But I wonder how long he had to lie there for this to happen. With no dignity.
It doesn't say. The story just says that he was 22, involved in a motorbike accident. Mm. My parents will not let me go on a motorbike, eh? They say it's a coffin on wheels.
That's what my mom says about scooters.
Really?
Yeah.
Scooters. What's a scooter? Is that what your pizza comes on every day?
Yes. Yeah. In fact, it is. No. Yeah, no. Like, I feel like I should have a living will. Like, if I'm ever on life support, maybe give me a week or two.
When like, do you think we should make wills, though? Like, I'd be scared to make a will. Like, I leave my PlayStation.
Not so much a will for your stuff, because we don't have a lot of stuff right now. Well, I speak for myself. But I think you should have a living will. Like, should this happen to me,
yeah,
this is what must happen.
Own clothes. I'm sure there's things you've bought for yourself, Jono.
Man, you can give it to charity.
What have you bought? What's the biggest thing you've bought for yourself?
Biggest thing I bought? You know, I'm so spoiled with my parents. My parents have bought all the big things in my life. The most expensive thing I probably spend money on is like my shoes, entertainments. Yeah. And you?
What's the most expensive thing I've ever bought? I don't really buy expensive things. My parents buy them for me.
Kat just whispered something into my ear. I'm not going to tell you what it was.
No, say it. Is it bad?
She says the most expensive thing you've bought is some pink taco.
What's that?
Google it.
Oh, Kat. Oh my God.
All right. Andy says, which one of you will adopt a kid? I'll adopt.
Do you rate you could father somebody else's child? I mean, what? I'd be willing to adopt.
No, I'd totally be willing to adopt.
No, 100%. I believe in adoption, but I'm saying, like, would you feel different to raising your own kid as to somebody else's?
No. Like, I did kind of think that years ago until my mom adopted my little brothers, and then, like, you don't see them any different. So.
Tell us that story. It's quite interesting.
Yeah, my mom adopted my little brothers, and then I fell in love with them, and then...
They're really cute. What are their names again?
Mikey and Pee-wee. Mikey is his full name, and Sapiwe is Pee-wee's full name. They're 3 years... No, it's not Michael. Producer Kat's shouting at me. I know my brother's name, Kat. Yeah, honestly, that's the name he came with. We didn't give him names.
I could hear her on my microphone here while she's in the production
room. Oh, can you also hear her?
Yeah.
I know, she's so loud.
I think we need to get another door put in there.
I know, and we need to turn off that mic. Like, can we disable that mic that she keeps whispering in my ear? You know, at the most distracting times. You know, I'm...
Okay, Jono, you can have your disputes with Kat on another show.
Okay. Okay.
Carry on.
Okay, yeah, anyway, so what I was saying is you really don't see them any differently when they're adopted or they're your own. You know, if I had to say, I'd say I love my adopted brothers more than my biological brother.
Really?
Shame, no, man. No, I actually don't. It's just that he's now grown up and he's not as cute as they are anymore, so. All right, how did we get on this topic? Oh, yeah, there was a comment from Andy. What were we talking about?
Keep next? Sending through your comments on WeChat or phone us on 0861-555-189.
Okay, thank you, Flex.
It's a pleasure, Jono, because I didn't see you doing it.
All right. What were we talking about, though? I forgot. We weren't talking about anything.
We went from
crap.
Hooters.
Oh, yeah, Hooters, of course,
but,
yes.
But we finished with that.
Okay, what's next?
Wait, what did we just... Oh, and then we spoke about the husband turning off the life support machine.
Oh, yes. Then we were just talking about our living wills and the most expensive things we bought.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you were going to tell us what's the most expensive thing you bought?
I honestly can't think of something expensive that I've bought.
Okay, so we're going to go...
Like, what would be expensive? Like, I buy myself clothes and stuff, but haven't really bought, like, much.
You know the thing I spend most on in this world is food?
Yeah, pizzas.
Flex, I don't eat that much pizza.
Jono, you have a pizza a day.
Okay.
You have two burgers or a pizza a day.
Yeah, burgers. I have a lot more burgers than I do pizza, I'll be honest.
Earlier on when Jonty came in for the sex show, I was researching... like just researching, and I stumbled upon this new condom that's out. Have you heard of it?
A new condom? No.
It's like, I see it as glad wrap for your penis.
Is it that stuff? It's like almost like an ointment you rub on.
No. It basically, it just, how do I say it? It like sticks.
Is it
to
a
your
spray
penis.
On?
No. Imagine glad wrap, and you're putting that on your penis, and then it just like sort of like.
Contracts. Yo. It's almost like laminating a penis.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Oh, awesome.
I don't know. They're still researching it. I don't really see it working. But meh.
We were also discussing a few months ago, we had someone, one of the guests come in and brought in female condoms. And I don't know if you've ever seen one of those things. They look horrible. I don't know how they work. They're huge. And then we were trying to figure out exactly how they work. I'm still not 100% sure.
I do believe in being wise and condomize.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Although, do you always condomize?
Always, 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 always.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's good, Flex. Mm. But I mean, I know you're on a bit of a...
Hiatus.
A hiatus, yes.
How do you spell hiatus, Jono?
H-I-A-T-U-S.
I don't know, so I can't really say.
I also don't know. But no, what brought on this decision, though? Because, I mean, you were a girl crazy a few months ago.
I don't know.
Are you questioning your sexuality?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Just something checking. Happened.
Oh, did you fall in love and you got your heart broken?
Actually, might as well say that if you want to hear what happened, I think I revealed it in the Gareth Cliff Show yesterday, part one. So, Jono, you can go download that podcast on cliffcentral.com.
Whenever I ask Flex how I come in and I say, how was the show? He says, get the podcast.
Yeah, it's you the must most go annoying. Get the podcast. you're fortunate enough for us to give you a podcast, Jono.
Yeah, I should be so lucky. Hey? Mm. All right, Flex. Okay, so how long is this hiatus of yours going to last?
I'm trying to go for at least a month or two.
Is this just the defense mechanism because you actually can't get any?
I read a stat that when you come out of like a serious relationship...
When were you in a serious relationship?
I was never in a serious relationship.
Exactly.
But I'm telling you about the stats.
Okay.
So that when you come out of a serious relationship, you need to take a year off to...
A year?
A year off, in that year to repair yourself.
You only have like 80 years on this earth. I'm not going to waste getting over somebody.
How can you make like a number of how long you've got to live? Well, that's all in the mind.
The average person only has what, like 70 to 75 years.
How can you say that?
I'm not going to waste one of those 75 years on getting over someone.
So what happens if somebody told you, okay, now everyone lives to 90, then you're going to believe that. Or everyone lives to 100, you're going to believe that. And you'll actually live, you'll tell your body that's the age you live to.
Okay, I'm being realistic.
I feel quite strong about this point that people die because... They die at like the age of 70 because they think that's the age
even
you're supposed to die.
Even if I lived to 120 years old, I would still not waste one of those 120 years on getting over someone before I meet the next person.
No, you're focusing on yourself, your own growth.
No, man, come on.
No.
Okay, if you want to be there, but you can't just say, let's say you've broken up with someone and you meet someone new and you'd be like, no, sorry, I have to be single for a year.
Won't work out because you're still carrying the feelings and the load from the last relationship. It takes a year for you to lose everything and restart the system.
You can't argue with this guy.
Jono, when was your last relationship?
Last serious relationship was just before Cliff Central started. So it was like April.
So like a year ago, basically.
Basically.
And have you been in any since?
Not serious, no.
No, but not serious ones.
Yeah.
And have they lasted?
No, but that was my choice.
No, it was because you started too soon.
Okay.
Let me guess, you hit them with...
So can I finally start now?
Start what?
It's been a year, so can now...
Because you haven't done a full year of nothing. You got to do a full year of
this
nothing.
This is the worst story ever. No, come on.
No, you're wrong. I'm right. Face it.
Okay. All right. So in other words, if you want a successful relationship, you have to be single for a year. And not do anything. So
yes.
Can we expect this from you?
Exactly. No, because I don't practice what I preach.
No, I'm sure. All right, Flex. We've got 10 minutes left. What else have you got for us?
That just makes people upset.
I know. It's very sad.
So would you pay $32 million for a condo?
No, because I don't have $32 million. But I suppose if I had... maybe like $60 million, I would spend 32 on a condo.
So the most expensive condo in Brooklyn is selling for $32 million. Guess why?
Because it's a condo.
The couple says they are selling their condo because they keep getting lost in it.
Is that how big it is?
Yes.
Okay.
Now imagine getting lost in your house.
I see. No, it doesn't sound appealing.
I've been to some big houses. And I still don't see how you can get lost. So this thing must be gigantic.
But these people must be stupid. Have you been living there and you still don't know your way around your house?
He's got a 3,500 bottle wine cellar and 6 bedrooms. They all have bathrooms. Oh, yay. That's
on
a lot of bedrooms. What's the biggest house you've been to? Describe it.
I've been to one. It had like 12 bedrooms, but it was an old house. And
whose house?
It was a friend of mine, but they were just sort of renting it for like a short period of time. But it wasn't
this
appealing
friend
at all.
Must be wealthy.
They're not poor. Yeah.
Yo.
But yeah,
can
no.
Can we go there this weekend?
It was too big.
Can we befriend them?
No, you wouldn't be happy there. It wasn't upper class by any means. Just because it has 12 bedrooms doesn't mean...
Sorry, that's like considered hotel.
No.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I honestly would rather have a small house than a big house. I don't know, just maintenance.
Yeah, my mom likes like small houses. She likes like clutter. It makes her feel safer. I don't know. Who knows? Anyways, Ariel's on his trip. So imagine taking a trip for like 2 years around the world, visiting 21 different countries and not paying a cent.
How?
This guy's like beat the system by using like Voyager miles on credit cards and taking a tent everywhere and sleeping in the tent and going to airport business class lounges and eating meals and stuff like that. How mad's that?
But surely he's paid something.
He's only 28 years old. Okay, he's... Listen, when you buy stuff throughout the year, you can earn Voyager miles. So he's using his Voyager miles.
Okay.
He pays tax and that's it. I mean, you got to pay airport tax, airport levies, stuff like that, visa tax, blah-de-blah. But I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I suppose it is cool. But I mean, when you travel, you want to spend money. You want to go out and have a good time. You want to go out for dinner every night, okay. Stay in a cool hotel.
Would you rather go to one country with money or go to 21 different countries with no money?
I'd go to one with money.
No, I'd go to 21 with no.
What are you going
to
enjoy? I mean,
you hustle, boy. You hustle.
Hustle for food? Come on. Wouldn't you want to just go to fancy restaurants? Go to, you know?
I mean,
not worry where the next meal is coming from.
Okay, maybe he does spend money on food.
Yeah.
But he doesn't spend a lot. Like, what's a dollar for a burger? What's a dollar? Dollar's like 11 rand. That's not bad.
Is that how cheap burgers are overseas?
Well, compare the currency. I think a Big Mac's like $2-3.
Well, it's like, yeah, it's normal. It's like $33.
Exactly,
yeah.
But still, I know it sounds small, but it's really not that small.
Okay, no, I mean, if this guy could teach me how to travel like that, I would definitely go for it. But staying in the tent thing in a foreign country, no.
Have you seen, I know I love like just jumping to the Kardashians, but have you seen Kylie Jenner's new hair?
Kylie Jenner?
Her new hair is now bright aqua.
Oh, okay. No, I haven't seen it.
Bro, it actually looks pretty cool.
Is she trying to upstage her sister who's really taken over?
Who, Kim?
No, Kendall.
Probably.
Because Kendall is like really the future of the Kardashians. The others are old news now.
On what grounds can you say that?
She's the most beautiful. She's the most popular. She's got, like, she's the one who actually has a career. Like, she's a model. The rest, I don't know what they do all day.
No lie. But I woke up this morning and I checked Instagram. Justin Bieber posted a photo with his puppy and then some girl like who was like hugging at the waist while she was sitting on the floor. And then he didn't tag anyone. So I went to look at Kendall Jenner's. And then she's wearing the same dress.
So it was her.
Yeah. And okay. I don't know. There's like all rumors and like TMZ's going wild.
But why didn't they just admit that they dated?
Because it ruins his image.
His How does image, it ruin his image?
His image and like his lifestyle is like single. All the girls want him. Okay. Now, he's going to lose a lot of his fan base when they realize they can't have him.
They can't have him anyway.
A lot of his sex appeal and that comes from the fact that you could have him, I guess.
I saw a study that said that girls want guys more who are with someone.
Yeah, I also saw that.
Yeah, so like if you have a girlfriend and you're unobtainable, you're more attractive to the opposite sex.
Maybe I'll just go lie and say I'm in a relationship. Let me go on Facebook and say it's complicated.
Do you know what I think would work for you is like when chicks hit on you and you say, no, I'm so loyal to my girlfriend, and give them that whole spiel. I think that'll really...
No, I don't even think that's going to work.
I'm telling you.
No.
And then like a week later, you're like, no, we broke up. I really tried.
They're not going to give me their number. They're going to think that I'm some like creeper that's a cheater. Exactly.
That's a cheater. Okay, don't take my advice. Be single.
Should we smash a sad story before we leave?
Okay, yeah.
Did you see what happened with Taylor Swift?
No.
So for...
Oh, no, this wait, really is a sad story. Oh, I did see this. Okay.
So for Easter, her parents asked her what she wanted as a present, and she said to her mom, just, I want you to go to the doctor and just like get a full checkup. And her mother went for a full checkup, and then 2 days after Easter... The doctor phones and her mother's been diagnosed with cancer. Now, she's not saying what cancer, but she released a bit of an article saying that her mother wanted her fans to know. And, I mean, there's photos online of Taylor Swift crying and it's quite sad.
You'll see. Okay. Yeah, that is terrible. Hey, I just really hope they are publicizing it for the right reasons and not for the sake of publicity.
I was like starting to stumble on my words. Yeah.
Sometimes I can't wrap my tongue around these words.
Actually, no, Jono, we can't leave on a sad story.
Okay, give us a happy one, Flex, quick.
A Turkish politician who has been the mayor of Ankara since 1994 is currently being sued after unveiling, guess what? Guess what he spent taxpayers' money on and put in the middle of a street, put a giant, like a blanket over, like a sheet, and pulled it over to unveil what, Jono? Take it.
I saw the story, but I can't remember what it was. I seem to remember it being like a can of something
So that's guess number one. Take another one.
Some sort of golden statue?
No, take another guess. You got three left.
God, I saw this. I can't remember what it was.
Speed it up.
It was a monument.
No, two more.
Well, there's only a few things you can put in the middle of the street. It was a dustbin.
One more.
It was a building.
No, it's a 20-foot tall metal transformer robot he spent taxpayers' money on. What an idiot.
Yeah, I saw that story. A robot's like a monument. Come on.
No, you don't go spend taxpayers' money on a giant robot and build it into like a statue.
Yeah, okay. Rather spend it on your president's house. Yeah.
Now, that was a very fun hour, Jono.
It was. It went quite quick.
And look at Kat. She seemed to have enjoyed it.
Kat, are you asleep?
No, she's not. She's partying, dancing in the other room.
Okay. All right, Flax, how can we keep up with you?
You can follow me on Twitter. That's at Michael Flax, MichaelFlax. Instagram at Michael Flax. Facebook, I even got a page, Michael Flax. And don't go anywhere because the Gareth Cliff Show is up next and we have Kingsley from the Daily Maverick Show. How awesome is that?
Kingsley Kapuri. They're the number one show at Cliff Central.
So you definitely don't want to miss that.
All right, we'll be back next week. Jonathan Sinclair standing in for Ari Kelman. Have a wonderful weekend. The Gareth Cliff Show is next.